We're ready. We have our guest lined up, ready to go here on the WCHE Morning Magazine at 9:16 here on a beautiful Thursday morning. Now, Donna, I'll let you do the honors.
Okay, so we are going to be talking with L.A. Knight. He is the author of a brand new book called Dog Training the American Male, which has
sounds
to
like
be
a red flag to me.
No, it has to be actually the best book title ever. It's his comedic pen name of the New York Times and international best-selling author Steve Alton. Hey, Steve, whose shark thriller Meg about the prehistoric great white shark Megalodon is currently being filmed, and with Jason Statham in the lead, I might add. Okay, stop my heart. as he says, rumor has it that he came up with the concept for Dog Training the American Male after an argument with his wife, which is why he changed his name to L.A. Knight.
L.A., yeah.
Yeah, so welcome.
All right, well, L.A., welcome to the show.
Yeah, welcome,
thanks,
L.A.
Thanks, guys. I appreciate that.
but I'm pretty sure that your wife can roll over at night and find you.
Hopefully she's not listening to this conversation.
Well, it is early, so tell us about the book.
Well, like you said, I came up with the concept for Dog Training the American Male after a bad argument with my wife, and I, for the life of me, I couldn't understand how my simple statements, which were said innocently,
yes,
had become so misunderstood. It's like,
yes,
I was playing checkers and my wife was playing three-dimensional chess.
Oh, my God. Yes. Like, and these two guys are sitting
I'm
here.
I'm already
Steve.
Relating to
yes,
them.
Yes, I can see this. You have totally won them over three sentences in, okay?
Well, all guys can relate to this. Because men and what I found out, when men and dogs are basically simple creatures, simple straight-line brains, I call them, point A to point B, it's a simple straight line. Women are far more complex.
Yes.
And we're speaking totally different languages. So in the middle of this argument, the wife starts yelling at the dog, and the dog obeys her command perfectly. It's like the dog understood exactly what she was saying, but I couldn't understand anything. And then as I was taking my penance in the guest room that night, I started to think about this. You know, how is it that my dog could perfectly understand what my wife was saying, but I couldn't? So I started to think about it, and then I realized that the dog understood the commands because it was trained. And I started to think, well, if men and dogs are alike, and a dog can be trained, then man can be trained. And that gave me the idea to write Dog Training the American Male.
Don't you think you're giving a lot of ammunition to the wrong side of this debate, though?
Well, by the wrong side, I assume you mean women. But
yeah.
No, it's not that way, because guys actually want to be trained, because we want certain things in life. I mean, if you nail down what do guys want, we want...
What do we want, Donna?
We want to be well-fed. We want to have sex occasionally.
Occasionally.
And we want to be able to watch NFL football without being disturbed.
There you go.
We want to be able to take an occasional nap on the sofa without being yelled at.
Now, I will relate here. The only thing I've trained my wife to do is to talk to me during commercials of a football game. She will respond to that. Other than that, it's a lost
cause. That's his next book. We're talking about Dog Training the American Male by L.A. Knight.
Yeah. Chris Rock once boiled it down very nicely, but I can't really say it all on the air, but it was basically feed me, take care of my needs, and otherwise shut up.
Well, that's why the book is for guys, because we want our women to have these guidelines. I mean, Dog Training the American Male is a novel. It's a story, but built into the story are actual lessons that women can use on men. Now, it doesn't work the other way. You can't train a woman. It's sort of a violation against nature itself. It's trying to train a woman is like, you know, if you've ever attempted to hurt cats, that's what's trying to, like, if you try to train a woman, that's what it would be like. But women can train guys.
This is true.
I like the premise of the book, by the way. Dr. Nancy Beach, a relationship counselor, hosting a local radio show.
There you go.
So right there.
You're in, right?
I'm in.
I could just pass this book right over to you, and you can give it back to me again when you're done.
Well, she's a relationship counselor, but none of her relationships ever work.
But isn't that always the case? People who give it, but there are those who teach and those who do, right?
Exactly.
It's always the cobbler's kids have
exactly
no shoes.
Right, Donna.
So what happens
what she
in the
figures
book?
Out is, and her sister advised, she meets a guy, they move in together at the urging of their siblings, and things definitely don't work out. And her sister advises her, listen, you want to make my sister happy, buy her a little white foofy dog. So her boyfriend, Jacob, being a typical man, comes home with a 120-pound German Shepherd from the town. And so Nancy's forced to get dog training lessons for this dog, and then she realizes that, hey, what if this dog training techniques work on a man?
Like
her boyfriend doesn't realize he's being trained.
Positive reinforcement with food always seems to work with me.
Pavlov's dog.
That's right. It reminds me of, you're familiar with the Big Bang Theory television show. There's an episode where Sheldon is training Penny with candy. And every time she does something that he likes, he pops a little piece of candy into her mouth. And before you know it, Leonard, of course, becomes jealous and the whole thing. So you have to know the show to understand it. But it worked with her, and maybe, you know, she's kind of the simple-minded one on the show. Maybe us simple-minded men would respond in kind.
Well, the amazing thing is that the lessons from the dog training actually came from actual experiences when we bought our first German Shepherd home, and the first trainer we had was a woman who thought, you know, that dog training is basically down to treats. But that only worked with the dog for certain things. I mean, you could teach a dog how to speak and beg and give you your paw, but that doesn't work on really dog training, you know, for obedience training. And so we hired a second trainer who was a former trainer for a canine patrol, and he had a whole different outlook on training the dog, and it had nothing to do with treats. And that's what happens in the book. Nancy starts out with the female dog trainer, uses treats, and that's what she uses on her man. But then she gets into more complex canine training, and that's when she starts using those things on man, and that sort of changes everything about. And to give you an idea of what are some of the story.
I know, right? We're all going there. What kind of complex training? Because quite honestly, from the woman's point of view, training y'all, real easy, okay? So what complex things?
Well, you start off with conditioning, then you get into ball plating, and then utilizing the leash, and then, of course, these are for dogs and man, dealing with separation anxiety, breeding rituals, toys and accessories, neutering your pet.
Neutering? Whoa.
Wait, you're losing them, Steve. Hold on.
Whoa. Then you go to scent training, and then obedience training, and finally we end up with a shock collar.
Negative reinforcement. So you start with a positive reinforcement, you end with a negative reinforcement.
Well, that's and that's what the dog training techniques went into, and that's what the man training techniques went into,
and that's why the book is so funny because
she's using all these things.
And you know what the lesson is of that shock collar for men.
What?
If you happen, because I saw this happen to a dog the other day. If you happen to break through, there's no coming back.
You can't get back the other side.
There's no coming back. If you stray, there's no coming back.
Y'all have plenty of perfectly viable opportunities up to the dog collar. I mean, the fact that you're not getting
so that's
into,
a last
like,
resort.
The breeding part, if you're not catching it by then, we don't want you. We're going to just drop the electric fence and let you run.
Wow.
Okay?
Wow. Okay.
I know, we're harsh.
Now, as far as the story, the novel itself, and the major characters, you mentioned Dr. Nancy Beach. So do you have like a series of callers that call in, and each one of these takes a different, and she takes a different role with each one, or how does that work?
Well, what happens is she's very frustrated. She's frustrated with her guy. She's frustrated with this dog that's tearing her house apart. And a caller calls in and says, listen, Nancy, I love dogs. You obviously don't love dogs. But you have to realize that, you know, the key to training a dog is the same thing. It's the key to training a man. It's all about the treat.
Mm-hmm.
And that spurs her on to find out what these secret techniques are.
We're talking with L.A. Knight about his book, Dog Training, the American Male. Now, this has just recently come out.
It just came out last week, in fact.
There you go.
So you can go to Amazon and get it.
Available at all the online and bookstores that you typically would find good books like this.
Yeah, and but it's not his only book.
And it's not a huge book. It's
a
little bit larger than pocket size, so it would keep a man's attention. That's where I'm going
and
here.
And the bright color.
The bright color. You know, if it had pictures in there, that would, you know, probably would set off. There are some diagrams, however.
I say this... I mean this is a total compliment, so don't take it the wrong way. This looks like it would be an excellent bathroom reader.
For men, absolutely. For women, it will be like the Bible of training their man.
As we call it, the playbook for the other side.
That just gives me pause for concern right there.
Yeah, but you know, women can figure out how to train men quite easily.
Here's the trick
not all that complicated.
Train us without us realizing we're being trained.
Exactly, exactly. That's the finesse. That's the part of the finesse.
Yeah.
You know, I can't wait until L.A.'s wife writes the book. See what it looks like then.
Men Are from Mars, Women from Venus, so we need kitten training for the American female or something like
this
that.
This is true. This is true.
I had a situation the other day where my wife and I got into an argument because she was bringing up something that I said 18 years ago.
I was just going to go there.
I figured out that women's brains have a built-in Google search that can instantly locate a similar phrase that hurt their feelings in the past. And they're trying to establish a guy's negative pattern of behavior. Am I supposed to do with 18 years ago?
Now, have you ever turned the tables? I have done this, which I call the strategy fight like a girl, where I do the same thing, where I bring something up from the past just to throw my wife off. And the other strategy that I've used, and I hope she's not listening, she's in the car, is that infuriates her but kind of diffuses an argument. If in the middle of the argument I go and I pick up one of the cats and I carry it around, I start talking all sweetly to the cat. It just infuriates her, but it diffuses the argument.
Remember, we're playing checkers and they're playing three-dimensional chess. Don't want to reverse those polarities because it does not work.
Only in the short term, but we pay for it in the long term.
That's why we want to convince them to train us, because if they're busy training us and we're getting the benefits of the training, they're not busy yelling at us.
Yes, because somehow it always ends up with us spending money.
Well, $9.99 is not a bad expense.
No, this is good because usually the net result is we feel bad, we feel guilty, we feel like a jerk, and then we end up spending money.
See, what is wrong with that? I mean, this works out perfectly well for us.
Exactly.
I'm not sure where the problem is.
Exactly.
Although LA's laid it out quite articulately.
Well, it's like there's a character in the book. There's Jacob, who's the boyfriend of Nancy. But Jacob has an older brother who's a gynecologist. So he's got everything figured out. You know, because he's been married for 20 years, so he thinks he's got things figured out. And what he's figured out is just apologize.
Yeah,
and Jacob doesn't understand. He said, "Oh, I didn't do anything wrong." But then he says, "Listen, you apologize because the man gave you a schmeckle. In the Bible, it's referred to as original sin. So Adam bit the apple, so we've been apologizing for it ever since." Just apologize.
Exactly right.
The default position is, honey, you're right, I'm wrong.
And
then you go from there.
And you get
of course,
sex.
His younger brother, who's not married, doesn't understand that.
Wow.
Well, I think it's interesting how you went from thrillers to comedy, because it is a very funny book. And you are a very funny man. I can see how there was a natural inclination toward comedy, though.
Well, it's the sense of humor is the only thing that gets me through things sometimes.
Yeah. So,
well, being married is a thriller sometimes.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's really novel.
In a good way?
Hopefully.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. So, L.A., we appreciate you joining us this morning. Looks like I am going to have to... I'm not going to borrow. I should buy the book.
You should buy.
Buy
the book,
it on.
Yeah.
I have my
buy the
Kindle.
Book
read.
On your wife.
Amazon.com.
Well,
give it.
Can
to
I get
her.
It on my Kindle?
Yes.
Okay.
Probably. Can you
yes.
see? It? I don't know.
Okay.
Yes, it's all available.
So, tell us before we let you go. Tell us a little bit about the movie.
Well, L.A. Knight, as you might have mentioned, is my
yep.
comic pen name, mm-hmm. but my real name is Steve Alton. I've written 16 thrillers, and the first one was a book called Meg about Carcharodon Megalodon, the 70-foot prehistoric cousin of the great white shark, and we've gone through a long journey with that. Three different options at different studios, but now Warner Brothers has it. They've been filming for the last 3 weeks, and it's got a star-studded cast, and it comes out in March of 2018.
Cool.
That's fantastic.
Yeah.
Congratulations.
Yeah.
That's a big deal.
Thank you.
That's a big deal. All these years of writing, right? That's
all
really
these
great.
Years, an overnight success, 20 years in the making.
Yeah. Well,
so
well,
who else is
it.
In the movie besides Jason Statham?
Well, like you said, Jason Statham is the lead. They've got Lee Bing Bing, who's the female star. And then there's a lot of other stars as well. Jessica McNamee, Ruby Rose from Orange is the New Black, Rainn Wilson, and a lot of other backup characters that are really great cast, international cast.
Very, very, very cool.
Wow. And nice. So what's the date again that it'll open? March?
March of 2018.
Cool.
So we've got a little time, but they're, like I said, they're filming it now in New Zealand.
Do you have involvement in it as it's going along, or are you hands-off at this point?
Technically, I'm supposed to be a technical director, but not really a director, an advisor. But for right now, I just... cash to check and park the cars.
Nice.
That's a beautiful
cash
thing.
Check, baby. That's right. All right. Well, we appreciate it, L.A.
Well,
and
I've got to ask you one thing.
Sure.
So what's going to happen next weekend is my 10th wedding anniversary. If I were to give my wife this for our wedding anniversary, do you think it would be well received or...
Well, tell her it's for women to train their men to get them to obey and do the dishes and take out the trash on time and without being asked and all those other things. So it's a gift for her, and wink, wink, it's really a gift for you.
There you go. Yeah. There you go. I'm going to sell it that way, and then I'm going to call you probably from the hammock.
In the backyard.
Yes. I put my email address in the book in case you need quick advice.
Thank you.
Thanks a lot, L.A., and we'll look forward to reading it.
Hey, thank you, guys. I really appreciate it.
Bye.
There you go. L.A. Knight, dog training the American male.